Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, negotiations with Iran continues as the war in Lebanon goes on. Christians from over 38 nations join Israeli leaders for the 10th annual Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. And this year's Prayer Breakfast is a milestone event in the face of regional uncertainty. America has reined in Israel to prevent a widening of the war in Lebanon during negotiations with Iran. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
The main news this week continues to be the fighting in South Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah. Israeli soldiers are currently being killed and wounded in Lebanon, almost at the same rate as during the height of the war with Gaza 2 years ago. The overall ceasefire with Iran, which began a month and a half ago, was supposed to include Lebanon as well. But the current ceasefire with Lebanon is tied into a previous ceasefire, during which Hezbollah is supposed to withdraw from South Lebanon and to disarm throughout the nation. Israel, in conjunction, was supposed to completely withdraw from the military outposts it established along the border with Lebanon. Hezbollah did not disarm and Israel did not withdraw. Hezbollah's most effective weapon right now are inexpensive little toy-like helicopter drones, which have pinpoint accuracy against Israeli soldiers and currently cannot be stopped due to what is called their fiber optic technology. In return, the Israeli infantry has moved further into Lebanon to clear out the areas used to launch the little drones, and in return, Hezbollah had started to rocket civilian areas in the cities of northern Israel. When Israel threatened to carry the war into the Hezbollah stronghold in South Beirut, President Trump of America reined in Prime Minister Netanyahu and prevented the widening of the war in Lebanon. Commentators point out that this was in an effort to appease Iran, who had been tying the stopping of the war against Hezbollah, which is one of their main allies in the region, as the price to be paid to open the Straits of Hormuz to gas and oil shipments. The Middle East is a checkerboard pattern of alliances and counter-alliances, and apparently with neither side, not Iran and not America, willing to resume an all-out war at this time. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, Clive and Jane Urquhart from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham, Surrey, were among the Christian leaders at this past week's Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. And Clive Urquhart spoke earlier to Paul Calvert about the increase in anti-Semitism he's seeing in London.
I think it's been something that as anti-Semitism has been rising for the last few years, and the attacks are becoming more direct, more aggressive, and more focused, aren't they? And I think it's, yes, we're shocked on one level, but not surprised on another. So we have friends in the Jewish community. They're obviously very afraid of what is happening and don't feel like they're particularly being supported by many people in the situation they're in.
As part of the Christian community, is this a spiritual battle? And how can the church deal with anti-Semitism at the moment?
It's definitely a spiritual battle, yes, absolutely. I think for the church, it's firstly to recognize God's heart and love for Jews, for Jewish people. And as Christians, we need to love people, no matter who they are. And prayer flows, the best way that prayer flows is in a context of love. So I think we need to be praying for these guys, praying for them. But also, as the church, we need to be standing up for them. We need to build relationships, build friendships with people in the Jewish communities around the nation. We need to build friendships with people that we're aware of, that are Jews, and show them that we actually stand with them, that we love them, that they're not alone.
Mm. I think that's important as well, particularly with the history of what's happened with the Christian church and the Jewish people in the past, isn't it?
Very much so. Christianity has a horrible history with the Jewish people over the centuries, and that can just leave distrust in the Jewish community that anti-Semitism is underlying, even in the church, in the Christian community. And so we have to work hard, and I think over time, build trust and prove ourselves that we are like Ruth and Naomi, that we're going to stand with them and not leave them. We're going to stay close and we're going to love them and be there for them and stand with them as much as we can. It's just so important to do that.
Do you think that relationship is building at the moment? Are Jews actually seeing that the Christian community does love them?
I would say maybe in small ways, small parts, places. I think, unfortunately, in the UK, the church on the whole doesn't stand with Israel and doesn't support them. And I don't know if many of them have relationship with Jews in their communities. So there are relationships, but I think it's few and far between, unfortunately.
Mm. Now, you're here at the moment in Jerusalem and you're going to the prayer breakfast. Is anti-Semitism going to be one of the things that they're going to be praying for this time?
Part of the Jerusalem prayer breakfast is the nations coming to Jerusalem to pray for Israel and the Jewish people, but it's also from Jerusalem praying for the nations. And I'm sure we're going to be praying at some point in regards to anti-Semitism against that that's rising all over the world, because that is huge. And so, yeah, I think we're certainly going to be praying for the UK as part of that, that there's a shift, there's a change from Jerusalem to the UK, as well as us from the nations coming to Israel and praying here.
You're part of Kingdom Faith in Horsham. How do you bless the Jewish people, and how can you encourage people around the world to focus their eyes on the Jewish people and help the Jewish people at this time?
We often speak in our church and to our church about Israel biblically from Scripture. That's where it has to start from, and that's where we speak from, and teach and train and bring people and just God's heart for the Jewish people, God's plans for Israel. You know, there is a future to come. And Israel is very much part of the end time story, and this is where Jesus is coming back to. So Israel has to be part of the narrative and the times that we're in. So we in our church, that's what we do. Yeah, and encourage people to go.
I think also building relationships with Jewish people. Mm. We know a few, and just to say that we stand with you, we are friends. If you need us to help you in any way, then please let us know. So there's that kind of trying to build trust, you know, and we encourage people in our church to, if you know you've got Jewish people around your life somewhere, then connect with them, build a friendship. And I think that is one way of just encouraging them and saying that you're not alone, we're with you.
That must be working, because you were just recently invited to the Israeli embassy in London. What were you doing there?
It was the 78th anniversary of Israel. It was an event happening in London. We got invited to it. And obviously most of the people, I don't know how many, 600, 700, 800 people there, most of them from the Jewish community, but a few others like us who are Christians have a love and a heart for Israel and the Jewish people. And it was really to celebrate 78 years of the nation being reborn, and what's happened since then. And it's phenomenal when you hear the way that Israel is leading the world in so many different areas and being a blessing to the world, to the nations in that sense. And so I think we got invited to that because we've got a good relationship with the embassy. We've run 2 Jerusalem prayer breakfasts in London. We've done other things to build bridges as well. So I think the embassy sees people like us and others as friends of Israel in that sense. Therefore, we'd love you to be part of this celebration with us.
With all the aggression that's taking place within the UK at the moment, do you think God is actually saying to the UK Jews, your time is up, you need to come home? Do you feel that sense that God is calling the Jews home back to Israel from the UK?
Yeah, very much so. Actually, when I was in Jerusalem a year ago, I woke up with the Lord really speaking to me, return, return. I just felt an urgency in the heart of God for his people to leave the nations and come back home. This is their safe place. This is the place for them to, this is home, but also to come back to him. He's here. And when we're with our Jewish friends, we know this is what we share with, this is what I share with them. Very much believe that that's what God is speaking to them. And we always say, you know, this is with never again, you know, the 1930s and 40s will never happen again, we'll never allow it. But the writing's on the wall, it's all the signs are there, which we've been speaking about. And I think that call is, you come home now. And so that's what we want to share with them. It's really important.
What is your prayer for British Jews at this time?
I think one is protection, that God protects them, keeps them safe. I think another one is that they would find friendship with Christians, that we're supporting them as the church. But also thirdly, that they, as we've just, James just said, that they really hear that call to return, to go home. And I think that is probably the most important response they could make, really, out of anything we could pray for is to come back to Jerusalem.
What's your website for people who'd like to know more about the work that you do and what you're doing in Horsham?
It's kingdomfaith.com. And if you go on that, then you can see all the different things we're doing. There is some things about Israel and the Jewish people on there too.
That was Clive and Jane Urquhart. Finally, CBN's Chris Mitchell reports on this year's Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast.
I'm here at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast in the Knesset, and I'm with the director and founder, Albert Wechsler. Great to be with you, Albert. Tell us, this is 10 years since the beginning of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. What has been happening in that 10 years?
Well, Chris, you've been following us, so you've seen quite a few miracles that we have had during these 10 years. Now, first of all, the first one was a miracle that it ever happened, because it was a miracle that Reuven Rivlin loved the idea, the president endorsed it. But then this year, as we have come now to the 10th one, it was totally impossible even to plan anything. As we remember, President Trump just last Tuesday said he was 1 hour away from the launch.
Yeah.
So that it all happens is a fantastic miracle.
Yeah. So you have people from 39 countries all over the world. Yeah,
still coming.
Yeah, still coming. What are they? Why are they coming here?
Well, I think there is one very important moment in all of this. They love the Jewish people. They love God of Israel. They love Israel. And they realize that their love towards the God of Israel will also reflect in God's blessings coming over their nations. They absolutely feel it. You could see it in the Knesset. They were begging me to come and stand on the stage and say a prayer for their nation, because this is something that is so deep in the heart of our friends.
And you have members of the Knesset from the opposition and from the coalition together.
Well, that was quite something, wasn't it? That, you know, Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast is maybe the only place that brings them together, that they can pray and sing together, hug each other, and be friendly. I mean, you know how tense it can be here in Israeli politics.
Yeah. Why is it so important right now for believers around the world to stand with Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem?
Chris, I believe it's time for the Christians to start thinking like Raoul Wallenberg, like Schindler, like Corrie ten Boom. I hate to say that, but I think there is something released all around the world that will result in Holocaust-like realities in the nations. The Jewish lives will be in danger, and our Christian friends need to organize and mobilize and think how they help them on their way back to Israel.
That was Chris Mitchell. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.